The Insomnia Radio Podcast. Kill your FM.
Ding Po, Bing Chao.
I'm God forbid from that handsome devil. It's what a wise man once told me in magical woods near a sparkling stream. I don't really know what it means, but he kept screaming it over and over again, and as I tried to drown him, I believe it's something about loving oxygen, probably. Anyway, what I did learn is one must always listen to Insomnia Radio, punk.
To move, that place is packed. It's only standing room in heaven. But hell is glad to have you back. I want my poison to taste like poison. Up there, the drink's all watered down. In the doorman, he won't let my boys in. So my friends all not around. There's no more seats in heaven. So get your tickets in advance. It's only standing room in heaven. And hell is where we go to damn.
Nobody. Welcome to heaven. All operators are currently unavailable. Your call is of great importance to us and will be answered in the order in which it was received. Remember, patience is a virtue. Welcome to heaven. All operators are currently unavailable. Your call is of great importance to us and will be answered in the order in which it was received. Remember, patience is a virtue.
Yes, welcome to Insomni Radio, episode 104. I am Jason, and that was The Gin from Glasgow in the UK with their track Feeling in the Sound. And it also constitutes our Friends of the Family segment for this week, as it was originally featured last week on Insomni Radio UK, episode 11, with our new host, Stuart Morrison. And you can check in with those guys at myspace.com/TheGinUK. And links, of course, will be on the show notes at insomniaradio.net. And kicking off the show, the wonderfully talented and bizarre That Handsome Devil. I was sent this CD about a week ago and just immediately fell in love with it. And I guess it actually comprises a bunch of music that the band had not had a chance to record. And they finally got a producer to get it all together for him and release it. And it's just incredible. I mean, it goes all over the place, you know, like lounge music, fringe pop, a little bit of punk elements. It's just a lot of varied genres in those seven songs. And as you can tell by God Forbid's station ID, definitely an interesting character, but God, yeah, just love him. Check him out at myspace.com/thathandsomedevil. And let's just keep going with the music. We got a lot to take care of today. Lots of news, lots of great tunes. This is Uncle Seth with a new one. Check it out.
I'm Jay.
I'm Tara.
I'm Chris.
And I am Jeff.
We are from the Toronto indie band Uncle Seth, and we are very pleased to offer you, absolutely free of charge, a download of our new single, To Be an Angel, which you can hear here in the background. All you have to do is sign up for our mailing list. And Tara, where would the folks do that?
Go to musicface.com or do a Google search for Uncle Seth. See you soon.
Hi, this is Kara from A Weekly Fix. Do you like all different kinds of music? Well, then check out my website at aweeklyfix.blogspot.com and get your fix of some of the greatest music that is out there today.
This is Letters Burning with Kings and Queens right here on Insomnia Radio. LA's Letters Burning with Kings and Queens. You can find these guys, of course, on MySpace, myspace.com/lettersburning, and a little bit of a emo/post-hardcore sound. Admittedly, you know, I have a weakness to that kind of thing. back when I was getting into all things indie, I was introduced to a lot of emo back when it was good, you know, like Newfound Glory, the Get Up Kids, Knapsack, bands like that. And I've always kind of had a soft spot for that that harder-edged emo sound. Anyway, check those guys out, definitely, and Uncle Seth before that, and the Uncle Seth guys and gal said pretty much everything you need to know. So you can sign up for their mailing list and download the track for free, which is very cool. And they just continue to you know, push the envelope as far as podcasting goes. They've got their own podcast. They know just how to promote to other podcasters, and I'm guessing that it, you know, there's a few bands that have really made an impact exclusively through podcasting. Chance comes to mind. Brother Love, even though I still don't like him and will never play his music. Uncle Seth, you know. So anyway, they're in that category. So much luck to them. Got a lot to tell you guys about, and I don't want to lump it all into just one segment. So first things first. All through the month of October, the show is going to switch just a little bit because we're having a month-long chance treasure hunt, and it's going to be kind of a speed contest. So every Monday in October, Insomnia Radio will be released exactly at 12 noon Pacific Standard Time. At the very beginning of our show, I will give you the treasure hunt of the week. And so while you're listening, you can go ahead and, you know, track down all the answers. It's going to be really fun. I did the first batch of treasure hunt items just for fun to tell Chance how long it took. It only took like 7 to 10 minutes, and it was a blast. And up for grabs is some Insomnia Radio swag and the newest release from Chance, 11 through 15, as well as some stickers and buttons. But here's the deal. There's these little hearts inside 10 of the Chance CDs. Only 4 of them have been found. One of those hearts will be entered into, well, they'll all be entered into a drawing, and once all 10 are found, one of those will win an iPod Nano from Chance. So that's very, very, very cool. And if you, you know, okay, yeah, let me backtrack, sorry. So what you'll do is you will find all the answers and then send me an email, jason@insomniaradio.net. The very first person with all the correct answers will have that email forwarded on to Chance, and he or she will be the winner for that week. So it's pretty simple, pretty straightforward, but it does depend on you guys getting the show as close to 12 noon as possible. Just, you know, that's pretty much the only way I can figure out to make it fair for everybody. And yeah, so I hope you guys enjoy that. It's going to be a fun little month-long contest. All right, we've got the Chance news out of the way, and let's play some more music. This is by a band called Off the Bridge, and they've got a new 4-track EP out right now. I think you guys will really enjoy it. You can decide, though, based on this track. This is Anomaly, The Shattered Grecian Urn. Enjoy.
Destroy some
Oh, yes. Off the Bridge with Anomaly. You can check those guys out at offthebridge.com. As you can tell, you know, we're mixing it back up now with episode 104. Went off into some tangents, 101, 102, 103, you know, a lot of satisfaction based on listener feedback. So I'm glad you guys enjoyed the, you know, the trips into hard rock and mellower stuff and then hip hop in episode 103. Sadly, not a lot of votes for episode 103. It looks like Meter Maids are going to be the clear winner, but you guys got to get to the site and vote. Make a difference. After each episode, I'll have all the artists listed, and you just vote for your favorite, and we'll end up choosing an artist of the month, which will get promoted like hell, and eventually an artist of the year. And definitely can't do it without your guys' feedback. So insomniaradio.net after every show. Thanks, guys. All right. What is next? How about Talk Back? So last week's question was me asking, what was your first exposure to podcasting? Was it through a recommendation, newspaper, magazine article, etc.? And how has your opinion of podcasting changed, if at all, since you first started listening to them? The first answer I got was from, if I'm not mistaken, Jim at the Team K podcast. He says, my introduction to podcasting was your Atlanta episode. I'd been hearing about the movement for a little while, but hadn't investigated it further until reading about it in Wired. Oh, I love that article. I chose your show first because I was working third shift and the whole insomnia theme seemed to suit me well. Obviously, that introduction went very well, and here we are 18 months later. He says, keep taking chances. That makes each download fun, not repetitive. And I appreciate that. I'm really trying to mix it up as much as I can. Next was from Lori in New Zealand. He says, first discovered podcasting last Christmas when I got my iPod and installed the iTunes software. And as you guys know, that's very similar to my story, except it was about 2 years ago. Expecting to listen to all my CDs I had bought over the years. Instead, curiosity got the better of me when I clicked on the podcast section in iTunes and explored from there. And yeah, okay, so that's Lori. Thank you, Lori. Mike from Insomnia Radio Florida. He says, I read about podcasting in a magazine article, although I don't remember the magazine. The article mentioned how podcasting was going to change the business world because companies could do podcasts of business meetings that include objectives. So if an employee couldn't make it to the meeting, he or she could hear it later. After Googling podcast, I was directed to iPodder, where I learned that there are music podcasts. That's where I discovered Insomnia Radio. At the time, you only had 13 episodes under your belt, but I was hooked. I loved the music. Okay. Thanks, Mike. You guys, I'm not intending for this to sound like, you know, a blow up Jason's ego segment at all. So I hope you don't get that impression. But the stories are kind of interesting. So let me do one more. This is from Chuck. And he says he heard about the term initially from his very tech-savvy father and wanted to investigate a bit more after picking up an iPod around Christmas. So podcasters, Christmas time clearly is when you want to start plugging and advertising the crap out of your show. Anyway, he says that, I'll summarize because it's a bit lengthy. He used to commute into work and he would listen to Indie 103 in Los Angeles, as well as a few podcasts which he had picked up after a fast browse in the iTunes store. And when the best DJ who he's ever heard in LA, which was Dickie Barrett of the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, got canned, he decided to give up FM for good in protest and disgust. And he's been a big podcasting fan since then. So that is the Talk Back segment. And a little bit lengthy. I'm sorry about that. You guys let me know if you like this or not. I mean, I'm trying to sort of mix it up and you know, feature a lot of music and honestly cut down a little bit on the chit chat, because I feel like if you want to you know, if a band really piques your curiosity, you'll probably go out to their website and explore for yourself. And this side of the show is really just about getting everybody involved. And I know part of that is actually asking good questions. So I will have a good question for you at the end of this episode. Anyway, feedback is always welcome at jason@insomniaradio.net. And we're going to slow things down a bit with Someone Still Loves You, Boris Yeltsin. This is Organ Girl on Insomnia Radio. These guys come courtesy of the ever-impressive Polyvinyl Records, who just keeps on taking chances with these great indie bands, and I'm really hoping that they find success with the label. They've got Kale Parks, among others, who was featured on the Daily Dose a while ago. And the album is called Broom, and the band is Someone Still Loves You, Boris Yeltsin. Next up, some very sweet and harmonious pop rock from a band called Silent Service. This is Falcon. Enjoy it.
Comes in waves. She curls up right beside you. The loud noise breaks against your ears. A tongue in cheek describing the wet embrace that I call home. Make sure. Before you land, doesn't break your back. I need you.
Now, you guys will probably never, we would have never figured this out, but you can find him at myspace.com/silentservice. Now, they are the second band on this episode from Boston. The first one being That Handsome Devil, which kicked off the show. And I gotta say, does anybody want to start or hear an Insomnia Radio Boston? If it's something that you're interested in, let me know. Jason@insomniaradio.net. These guys have some free downloads on their MySpace page, but as I've griped about before, MySpace has limited all of their downloads to 96K bit rates, which blows. But if you go to silent-service.com and then click on the listen link on the right, they've got a couple downloads there, including the track that I just played. So go check those guys out. Now, on to some big news for me. You may have guessed it from the little hints I've been dropping, but I am now managing San Francisco-based Recliner. And I am very, very fortunate and just excited to be in this position. We've already got the ball rolling. The guys set up a video podcast, and if you want to subscribe to that, I'll have links to it on the show notes. It's right now it's just the three videos that they have already produced, but they are going to try their best to do a video a month and put it down the feed, so that's going to be neat. Anyway, we're pretty much in full promotion mode, promoting to podcasters, reaching out to the various blogs out there, and so I'm just really, really excited about it. Just thought I would share that with you. As such, you might be hearing a little bit more Recliner. Not a ton, but a little bit more, because honestly, these guys are like the best-kept secret, and it makes no sense, okay? They've had so much exposure in the mainstream, and it almost makes me believe that it doesn't matter, that the mainstream exposure doesn't matter. Two featured videos nationally on Fuse Network, one Editor's Choice video for Float Away, Editor's Choice, on RollingStone.com. That newsletter went out to 4 million people, and it was on the front page. They've had select tracks featured in five major, you know, AAA sports video games, you name it. And yet, they're selling very few albums, and they've got, you know, like 600 MySpace friends. So I'm coming on board to try and change all of that. So if you have a blog out there or a podcast and you'd like to play Recliner, just drop me a line and I will get you all set up. Or if you'd like an album, perhaps, to listen to and review for your site, once again, just shoot me a line at jason@insomniaradio.net. And I'm going to feature right now a track from the new album Tranquilizer. This is one that isn't really making the way around yet, but I think it will be, and this is maybe the first step. It's a catchy little number called Do This. See you guys in a minute.
We'll be right back.
do this. The band is Recliner. You can find them at poisonpinrecords.com. And the album is available in iTunes and CD Baby and Rhapsody and pretty much everywhere. So if you dig it, go buy it. And stay subscribed for a massive contest that's Recliner related in November. Yeah, as you can tell, I'm trying to make these month-long contest things happen. This is going to be big, though. I can't necessarily talk details yet, but we will be giving away a total of $5,000 worth of prizes. So that's going to be a lot of fun, and hopefully a lot of fun for you guys. I've got basically 30 $180 prizes to give out. And that's about all I can say right now, but keep listening and I'll fill you in on the details as soon as I can. Hey, I think we kept it under an hour. How's that possible? I guess less blabbing for me, huh? Anyway, one last plug, the forum. If you guys are not on the forum, insomniaradio.net/forum. Why am I telling you this? Because in the last 2 weeks, I've released a forum-only episode, which ran about an hour long, and it allows me the chance to get a lot more personal and talk a bit more in detail about what's going on with things like Blame Amy and with Recliner and contests and the show in general, and just some behind the scenes stuff, and play a few tracks in between. It's kind of a mellow experience, but if you're a registered member, I think you'd really enjoy it. Also, I think we've put out about 5 mixtapes in the last couple weeks, as well as Scott Tinetti's The Best Music You've Never Heard series, which will be exclusively on the forum now as well. So head over there and sign up. You guys will have fun. It's a lot of chaos and inside jokes, and as Jill will tell you, good typing lessons. Anyway, guys, last but certainly not least, a track from the album that I put on the top 10 albums of all time for Insomnia Radio. This is The Rewinds, and the track is See You in the Underground. These guys are just phenomenal. You guys have to check them out at therewinds.com. I will play this. I'll be back to wrap up the show and give you the question of the week. Thanks, guys. Turn it up. I said guys way too much in that last couple sentences, didn't I? I apologize. Here's the song. I'll be definitely devoting an entire episode to the Rewinds in the near future. The album, for a debut self-titled album, it is incredible. And every single song is just unforgettable. And, you know, I know it sounds cliche, but these guys are really, really, they're the real deal. Check them out at therewinds.com. And remember, guys, if you take away three things from this episode, let them be number one, to definitely enjoy all the music and go support your favorite artist from this episode by voting for them on the poll at insomniaradio.net. Number two, go join the forum. Number three, remember that all through October, it's going to be very important, if you want some chance in Insomnia Radio swag, to listen to the show as soon as it's released, which will be every Monday in October at 12 noon Pacific Standard Time. Now, the question of the week, this is a tough one. And I want to preface it by saying that there is no personal reason that I'm asking this. It's more out of curiosity. It's not something that I have considered or plan on considering in the near future, but I think it's a really good launch pad for, you know, a discussion about music and podcasting. And that's what this show's all about. The question of the week is short and simple. Should major labels be included in music podcasts? Should major labels have their music included with indie music in podcasts? Let me know, jason@insomniaradio.net, or you can sound off on MySpace at myspace.com/insomniaradiopodcast. It's been fun, guys. Thank you once again for holding out for an hour of music and blah blah for me. I will see you next Monday, of course, at 12 noon. But before that, you'll hear from Scott Tinetti on Double Shots 28 coming on Thursday. So take care, gang, and keep rocking.
Howdy, folks. This is God Forbid from That Handsome Devil. And if I'm not out winning them old grannies at bingo or taking change purses when they ain't looking, I'm listening to Insomnia Radio.